response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. For a slowdown on I-235 south heading onto K-96 east, allow a few extra minutes there. And there's construction further east on K-96 at the I-35 exchange. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. A mostly cloudy start to our Monday. We'll turn mostly sunny, also breezy. Northwest winds 10 to 20 and gusty. All of that in a high of 75. Clouds return tonight. North winds and 45 is the low. Decreasing clouds but cool on Tuesday. High 66. We'll keep it in the 60s on Wednesday. Small chance of rain showing up on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The standoff between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk isn't ending anytime soon. The Niners want something in return for him. I figured after the NFL draft they'd relent and let him go. It was the opposite. John Lynch says they're still taking calls. This feels like it could be the crumbling of the Niners. Not that they need to bend the knee to a disgruntled player, but holding a player hostage doesn't do a whole lot of good. It doesn't help winning. It just feels petty from Dende.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
Stand by for action.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Eunice, Menus, Usness, Weenus, Uranus, Minus, Ourness, Happiness. And now I'd like to hear where your head is at.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's another hour of Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Jake Ballbrook, Paul Savage. It is a Monday morning, and we are overreacting to the NFL draft. We'll talk about the quarterbacks here in just a minute, and then we got to talk some Kansas City Royals and that game they played yesterday to complete a sweep of the Angels. Did exactly what we said they kind of had to do there as they get a day off today now and begin a pretty difficult week of baseball. So we'll talk about all of it. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Have a brew with a view on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC's East Patio or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. Got to say thanks to Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. It is lawn season right now. Everybody out there doing a lot of yard work this weekend, in between a little rain, some stormy weather, depending on where you live around the metro here. Paul Savage, looking at a video right now of Caden Wettjen getting drafted. Live out of Iowa. He was playing golf while he got drafted, Paul. They called him. It's great video. Just hanging out. I think I might have to go that route.
That's pretty good.
By the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If you're a high pick, if you're gonna get picked real high and everything and you're doing great, fine. Have your draft party, wait for the selection. But if you're a fringe guy, could you just sit around and wait, Paul?
Wouldn't do
it. What better? Like, get out there, play golf, just get your mind off of it for a minute. Answer the phone. He's like, hey, it's the Steelers. And then he watches himself get drafted. It's a pretty good video if you haven't seen it. But I think that's what I'd have to do. I know guys that have, like, gone fishing to kill the time. There were some guys kind of from my hometown area that were, you know, in the middle rounds to maybe not even draft. They just went fishing. Just said, I think K-State's had a couple guys like that over the years. Like, how could you sit around and wait? I went to Blake Bell's back in the day draft party when I first got here. It would have been about that time. And it was one of the more stressful things. So remember, he didn't go in the first day, and then it went into the second day, and then he got drafted real early on the third. But it was stressful. You just sit there and everyone's trying to have a good time. And every time somebody gets picked and it's not you, they're trying to like keep your hopes up. And you're like, oh, God, like, what are we doing here? So, yeah, they're out there playing golf while you get drafted. I thought that was pretty good stuff.
That's good stuff. That's the nature of the draft. That's sort of the human part of the draft. These young men, I mean, they've played football their entire life to get to this point, Jacob. That's why it's so important, obviously. But that's good stuff.
All right, Paul, let's talk about the quarterbacks.
All right.
6, 9, 10 quarterbacks taken. Fernando Mendoza is the obvious choice to the, you know, the obvious answer to the test of which of these players has a chance to, you know, be a quarterback in this league for a long time. Then it gets a little murky. Do you believe in Ty Simpson? I don't know. Carson Beck has the tremendous opportunity probably this year. And, you know, at his age, it's about as perfect a landing spot as you could have hoped for. People are kind of dogging Arizona for this pick, by the way. And listen, I don't think Carson Beck's going to do anything in the NFL. But people have been dogging Arizona for this pick. And I'm like, guys, like, let's be real here. It was a third-round pick. Now, yes, granted, it's 65. That's pretty high draft capital. But it's the third round. It's a franchise that has no idea long-term what it's going to do at quarterback. None. No clue. Right now, the answer is Jacoby Brissett, we think. If there's a chance to take a guy with the amount of experience and who's won as many college football games as, you know, as Carson Beck has, why is that so bad to just say, let's just see what he's got? He's the next best quarterback in this draft. Who knows? Let's bring him in here and see what he's got. What's the worst case scenario? I suppose that you use the third round pick, but you're trying to solve the most important position in football with no obvious answers right now for Arizona. I don't hate that pick. I don't think it's going to work, but I think it's worthwhile to take the risk there and see if it might in the third. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I know it surprised both you and I when that pick took place. I was expecting somewhere between 1 and 15, 1 and 20 in the second round. That's where everybody was predicting. Nobody was predicting a first-round pick, and everybody was surprised. Now, here's the one thing that we got to remember. You know, he's 6'1". I mean, that's not exactly your prototype quarterback in the NFL. You want somebody a little taller. Mendoza's 6'4". So, in fact, 6'4 and some change, as a matter of fact. And that's kind of what you're looking at. Now, you've heard about the conspiracy theory that evidently there are some connections inside the front office with regards to Ty Simpson and his family knows somebody on the coaching staff and all that kind of stuff.
The Rams?
Yes. And, okay. And that's what I'm talking about, yeah. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I doubt it. It's too important. But then I look at this pick, and most people are going to take a first-round pick, not picking for the future, but picking for what we need. What do we need now? How can we get our first-round pick to serve us and be good? Is anybody expecting Ty Simpson to be a starter? I'm not. Are you, Jacob? I'll bet not. And so I think that, you know, the 15th pick to Ty Simpson, something's off. I'm not sure I'm putting my finger exactly on it, but something's off.
It was probably my least favorite pick of the draft because the Cardinals, Paul, are in a position where they have no idea what they're doing at quarterback. None. They're just trying to see maybe if they can catch Carson Beck and he's good, they don't have to, you know, use the top 3 or 4 pick next year on quarterback.
Right.
Again, I don't think that's going to happen, but to use a third round pick on it, okay, that's all right.
No, I agree. Simpson, I don't have a
Ty
problem with
Simpson
that.
At pick 13,
what?
To the Rams, who what? Think they can win a Super Bowl next year.
What?
Why not take a player that can help you win a Super Bowl
Bingo.
Next year?
Bingo. Thank you for
so
that.
So Ty Simpson might be the heir apparent to Matthew Stafford. That's fine. We know that's not happening next year. The Rams think they can win a Super Bowl, Paul.
That's exactly.
Why are you looking now to... Are you so enamored with Ty Simpson that you just can't... And look, the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes had Alex Smith. They're a playoff contender every year. they probably felt like they had a chance. They traded up to take Patrick Mahomes. So it's not different than that. Guess what? They were right about Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Well, who wasn't?
I don't think the Rams are going to be that right about Ty Simpson.
Hold on just a second. Now, go ahead.
If obviously that's the answer to the test, they'll sit there and tell you, well, look at Mahomes. Like if Ty Simpson's the guy, then everyone, and of course, no matter how you come up with your great quarterback, you're a genius if you do it, because great quarterbacks are the most important thing in this league. So maybe that's the case. But I don't think Ty Simpson's that kind of prospect. No. That's just me.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, man, you're the Rams. Like, you should be pushing all your eggs into the win next. You got Stafford for how many more years? One, maybe two? Mm-hmm. You got a team ready to win a Super Bowl right now? You go take a player that helps you win a Super Bowl right now. I don't know. I thought that was, I'm with you. I didn't like that pick at all.
Right. And here's,
and now with the conspiracy theory stuff, who knows?
Yeah. And what has he done? That's my question, because let's not forget, he only started 13 football games in his college career.
And that's always been a problem in the NFL. I can't think of a case where that's not a problem for a quarterback trying to come into the NFL.
That's what I think too. And by the way, you brought up Mahomes. Can I tell you when I knew Mahomes was going to be a great quarterback in the NFL? It was in college, playing Texas Tech. I remember him dropping back and throwing a pass 75 yards in the air and dropping a dime on a receiver for a touchdown. 75 yards in the air. And I thought to myself, that looks like an NFL quarterback to me. That's when I knew Patrick Mahomes was going to be great. While he was in college, when he threw a pass and dropped a dime on a deal like that, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, everybody's got to see that. I mean, who's not going to see that?
And you ever thought that about Ty Simpson?
No, I'm not even sure I've seen Ty Simpson play, but for like 5 minutes.
Because he just played a little bit at Alabama. It's not a knock on Ty Simpson for me, although I do think he's too inexperienced. And like, I get why And I think I told you on Friday, like, okay, that makes some sense for the Rams. And I do think it makes sense for the Rams if they really love Ty Simpson. But now that you hear this other stuff, you're like, boy, if they don't really like, if Sean McVay doesn't really love Ty Simpson, now it's like, I don't know about that. It's one of those, you know, like the Mansoor Delane and the Peter Woods picks for the Chiefs have kind of grown on me a little bit. The Ty Simpson's done the opposite. I'm like, man, that just, like, I guess because you look at the Mahomes model, but then you're like, Ty Simpson doesn't, he never looked like that in college, and not a chance to win a Super Bowl next year. Okay. I really wish I knew if Sean McVay loved that play, because if he doesn't, that's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. If he does, we're having a different conversation. If Sean McVay loves Ty Simpson, then I'm like, whatever, fine. Like, he's really good at his job. Then I'm okay with it. All right, let's come back. Let's talk some Royals, Paul, on the other side. Get it done over the weekend. It's next on Sports Daily.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.